Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, October 17th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Investor news breaks. Standard Lithium LID, NYS American SLI, prices $130 million public offering. Standard Lithium Limited, a near-commercial lithium company, has priced its underwritten public offering of 29,885,057 common shares at $4.35 per share, totaling gross proceeds of $130 million. The offering, led by Morgan Stanley and Evercore ISI, includes an option for underwriters to purchase up to 4,482,758 additional shares. The net proceeds will fund capital expenditures at the Southwest Arkansas and Franklin projects, along with working capital and general corporate purposes. The closing is expected around October 20, 2025, pending customary approvals from the TSX Venture Exchange and NYSE American. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Panel recommends issuing up to $1.75 billion in bonds for coming fiscal year. The Capital Debt Affordability Committee is recommending the state to borrow up to $1.7 billion for capital projects in the coming fiscal year. Despite potential fiscal challenges from the federal government shutdown and layoffs, Acting Budget Secretary Mark Nicol emphasized the importance of maintaining this level of debt. The unanimous recommendation, approved in less than 10 minutes, focuses on priority needs like school construction, economic development, and housing affordability. This proposal, originally set 2 years ago, aims to continue progress on critical investments without hindrance. The recommendation is not binding, but is expected to align with prior plans and maintain the state's AAA bond rating.
Coca-Cola eyes $1 billion Indian bottling IPO as it deepens local partnerships. Coca-Cola Co. is considering a $1 billion IPO for its bottling subsidiary, Hindustan Coca-Cola Beverages, in India. This move aligns with the company's shift towards a partnership-driven business model. Coca-Cola has already sold a 40% stake to India's Jubilant Bhartia Group, signaling confidence in the local market. With a focus on emerging markets, the potential IPO could unlock capital and drive market-specific innovation. This strategic decision reflects CEO James Quincey's roadmap to streamline operations and capture growth in developing economies. If finalized, this IPO would be one of India's largest consumer sector offerings and underscore Coca-Cola's commitment to the Indian market.
ASX gold stocks with huge upside just triggered buy now. Gold has hit record highs in October 2025, sparking investor interest in ASX-listed gold producers. Wealth Within analysts see potential upside in select gold stocks due to central bank buying, falling interest rates, and geopolitical uncertainty. Smaller producers like Emerald Resources, Horizon Minerals, Rocks Resources, and Bellevue Gold are gaining attention for their technical setups and growth potential. Understanding gold's cyclical patterns is key for short to medium-term trades. For structured trading education, consider a diploma of share trading and investment. Bonus pick Paladin Energy is also worth watching for technical strength. Knowing when to sell is crucial for profitability. Take control of your portfolio with professional techniques from Wealth Within analysts.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.